说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod,
Chinese pod,
that's the way to learn
Chinese. Hello there, newbies. This is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Now we are talking about going to work.
What could be talked about
regarding
going to work?
Yeah. How did we make that interesting?
I don't know.
You mean going to work isn't inherently interesting?
No.
No. Being in work is good. Going to work isn't.
No. Yeah. But I think it's a essential topic when making small talk.
Yes.
It's part of being civilized.
Absolutely.
And polite.
Exactly. So this is a newbie lesson. If you've never studied before, we're going to give you some very basic language here. It's high frequency, which means, of course, you're likely to hear it. And it's particularly high frequency in China because Chinese people don't like long silences, and they like to chat, and they like to fill in the spaces.
Yes.
And you get what is sometimes what we call
small talk.
Small talk. But it's always a nice gesture.
Yes.
And it's always nice if you can answer. So this is perhaps something you're likely to come across your neighbor who's striking up a conversation.
Yes, maybe you meet in the elevator.
Yes. All right. So let's listen to this little conversation and we'll be back to take it apart for you.
Dialogue, first time.
早，你去哪儿？
我去公司。
哦，远吗？
不远。
Second time。
早，你去哪儿？
我去公司。
哦，远吗？
不远。
Third time。
早，你去哪儿？
我去公司。
哦，远吗？
不远。
Okay, now I think it would be a good idea to translate at this stage.
Yes, indeed. 早，你去哪儿？
Morning, where are you going?
早，你去哪儿？
Morning, where are you going?
早，你去哪儿？我去公司。
I'm going to work.
我去公司。
I'm going to the office.
我去公司。哦。远吗?
Is it far?
哦,远吗?
Is it far?
哦,远吗? 不远。
Not far.
不远。
Not far.
不远。I find these small talks are not very innovative.
They're not.
You could be, bumping into the same person and they will have the same conversation with you.
They're not supposed to be innovative.
That's right? True.
They're kind of social grooming.
And my neighbor, he asks me the same thing every single day. Why are you going to work so late?
Is he trying to tell you something?
Oh, that could be it.
Who knows? Who knows?
Do you know my neighbor?
No, I don't. But as I said, I've seen this, Tim. I've experienced it, Tim. And at the risk of sometimes, you know, I feel, why do these people state the obvious?
Intruding a privacy or...
Not really, but stating the obvious sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, it's lunchtime. It's obviously lunchtime. But again, don't look at it that way. The way you have to look at it is it's a way to bond and connect and groom.
Yes.
And they're hoping that you'll say something interesting to them.
And sometimes that doesn't even matter.
Well, Jenny, I'm sure you can think of some interesting things to say to your neighbor next time he asks you where you go. You're going to think about it. Okay. Let's
analyze.
Yes, let's do a little bit of analysis here.
早你去哪儿?早你去哪儿?
Yeah, so the first word was
早,早
meaning
morning.
Morning, so that's how you say good morning.
早
早
third tone.
Yes. Practice again.
早
早
早
早
Very, very efficient.
Yes. Good morning. Now, where are you going? This is a very, 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 obviously very high frequency piece of Lexis. Yeah. Let's hear it.
你去哪儿?你去哪儿?你去哪儿?
Just remember that.
Yes.
Sit back, close your eyes, and think about this. Say it again, please, Jenny, for us.
你去哪儿?你去哪儿?你去哪儿?
Now, literally translated is you go where?
Yes.
Okay, there you got it. 你去哪儿? Could be your first sentence in Chinese, and it's a good one.
Yep.
All right, now, let's see. What else did we have? This person, well, where precisely?
我去公司。我去公司。
Now, 我去公司. So the first word here was
我,
the pronoun meaning I.
Yes.
Same verb to go.
去,
good. And this word is interesting. Let's take a look at it.
公司。公司。
First tone.
Yes. It means company.
公司 means any company you're talking about. Yeah.
That's But in English, it's an abstract entity,
yes,
right?
Yes.
But in Chinese, we use it as a concrete place.
Yes.
I'm going to 公司.
The place where you work, in other words. Yeah. So in English, obviously, we're more like, I'm going to work, I'm going to the office.
Yes.
Right? In Chinese, you say, I'm going to the company.
我去公司。我去公司.
There you go. That's one to remember. Now, you know, your friend, your pal here is just trying to, you know, I don't know, create a little bit more conversation here. So the question is,
远吗?
Is it far?
Yes.
Now, the word for far is
远.
The tone there, what was it?
Third tone.
远,
对.
Far.
Yeah.
And then to create a question, we have the particle
吗? And look how easy it is. You just far, 远.
Yes.
Adding 吗?
Yes.
To create a question.
There you go.
远吗?
So that's a really simple way to create questions in Chinese, right? So you have an adjective and then you have that particle.
Yes.
If we change the word 远 for something like how, you could also say
好吗?
Is it good?
How
is
it?
远吗? In this case, it's not far.
不远. 不远.
So 不 as in the negative form.
Yes.
远 meaning far. 不远 meaning not far.
Yeah.
How efficient is that?
Very.
Very efficient. All right. So that's your potential little first chat in Chinese out there. These sentences are absolutely worth learning. Yeah.
Yes.
By going through them in some detail. Let's listen to it three more times.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Dialogue, first time.
Zao, 你去哪儿?
我去公司。
Oh, 远吗?
不远。
Second time.
早,你去哪儿?
我去公司。哦,远吗? 不远。Third
time.
早,你去哪儿?
我去公司。
Oh, 远吗?
不远。
Okay.
Ken, when you first started studying Chinese, did you initiate small talks and conversations with people?
Not generally.
It's also a way of learning, right? But not everyone's style, I guess.
I found I didn't have to.
If
you are a taxi, especially, or somewhere, people will chat to you. I don't know. It's not an issue I find in China. Luckily, you know, on the streets and stuff, most people that you meet in, it was certainly a few years ago, they didn't speak any English. So it was just part of normal life.
So maybe you've had this conversation for
this one?
5,000 times.
Oh, yeah, at least. At least. Okay, so that was your first discussion in Chinese. Where are you going? That kind of stuff. Please remember to go to ChinesePod.com. That's where you can explore the language. It really is about making connections, isn't it?
Yeah, on ChinesePod.
And patterns.
That's where it becomes fun.
Indeed. So we'll be back again tomorrow with another lesson. But in the meantime, it's time for us to say...
再见.
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0890.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0890 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0890.